Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Christy McVeigh on vocals there. Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Connie Santucci, one of our favorite Brain Trust members, Executive Vice President, General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage North America. Connie, remind us about all the things that Sage does.
So, hi, Jim, and thanks again for having me back. So, Sage, we are a leading provider of business management software and services to small and medium-sized businesses across the globe. You know, we provide solutions like accounting, ERP, payroll, payment processing. Basically, the heart of our business is small businesses, and that's what we love, and we love to help them get automated and get efficient and give them the tools that they need to be successful.
Well, and that's one of the first software programs we had here was Sage, way back. So we've known about you guys for a long time. Connie, has been last segment and this segment talking to us about some of the things that small business owners, maybe the things that they don't do as well as they should with regard to taxes, planning, execution, that kind of thing. But another thing that I know you want to recommend and that I highly recommend, and that's getting someone to help you with your taxes.
Absolutely.
My goodness, Connie, how many hundreds of thousands of pages are there in the tax code? Maybe millions. I don't know, but it changes all the time. I don't even know how accountants do it. But I mean, they're some kind of alternative being or something to be able to put up with this, with all this stuff. But it's just so important. If you have any kind of activity at all in your business, if you've got any kind of size at all, I just think you need to get an accountant to help you with it. What do you think, Connie?
I completely agree. In fact, I think there's really, there's two questions that you have to ask yourself at the end of the day if you're going back and forth on whether to use an accountant. And the first is, do you really have the expertise to do it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, just the size of the tax code, not only understanding it, but all the changes that occur every year, how those changes impact you, because some of them could actually be positive in terms
of
allowing you to take advantage of deductions, allowing you to mitigate your liability. So you have to ask yourself, do you have the expertise to do it yourself?
Every year, my accountant has found a way to help me pay less taxes than I thought I was going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I've always cringed before I got the thing, but they were able because they knew things that I didn't even know that we could do that are in the code. I mean, these are completely, as I've said many times before, tax evasion is illegal, tax avoidance is your right.
Exactly, and they, you have to realize they do this. I mean, they do this for 4 months straight, probably 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, and they're there to support you. They're there to help you. I mean, they're 99% of the time, they're small business owners as well.
Well, that's right. And my accounting firm is dedicated for small business. That's what they do. They do small business. But if the one that you know about, if the principals, the partners of the firm, aren't small business focused, they've got people, they've got accountants on in their organization that are.
Exactly. And I think too, there's a piece of it, and it sounds like you have this relationship with your accountant, but it's not just the accountant is there to also be a trusted advisor. The taxes and helping you properly complete your taxes and take advantage of all the leverage that's there available to you is just one thing. But they're there also to help you with business advice throughout the year, with other advice to help you really increase your bottom line. And so what we really recommend is that you take advantage of that accountant more as a trusted advisor, not just at tax time, but throughout the entire year.
Well, there's no question. I'll tell you, Connie, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but our communications from the IRS are getting more and more difficult to understand.
Absolutely.
And they send us stuff that we're pretty sure isn't correct, isn't accurate, or they send us stuff that they're just notifying us of it, of something that we don't really have to do, but it looks like a threat.
Right.
and of course, anytime you get something from the IRS, you draw up, right? And so we don't worry about it anymore. We just take it to Jackie and say, what does this mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great one. What does this mean?
She has your best interest in
absolutely.
Mind.
No, absolutely. And I don't know what we'd do without her. And so I encourage folks to I've been doing this a long time. I did my taxes for years, Jackie, and I swore 30 years ago if I ever got to the point where I had a little bit more critical mass and I had that I would do without food if I had to get an accountant to do my taxes. And as soon as I could, I started doing that. I haven't touched my taxes in probably 3 decades.
Yeah.
In terms of doing them myself.
But you trust that it's getting done correctly.
Yep.
That relationship that you built with Jackie.
Yep. No question about it. And Connie, last thoughts.
Just that this is a really stressful time right now for small businesses out there, and we truly do believe that too often small businesses are paying too much.
Yep.
And quite frankly, that's one of the reasons. I think I mentioned it earlier, but I didn't give the hashtag. You know, we've actually started a campaign. An education campaign,
right,
to help small businesses during this time.
What is that hashtag?
Share their ideas, and the hashtag is not $1 more.
Not $1. Hashtag not $1 more. Check that out, folks, on Twitter. Hey, Connie, thanks again for being here. Sage.com, right?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.